Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are looking good. We're talking about looking your best still today. Now, I wonder if you have ever had any comments, if people ever told you something nice about the way that you look. I'm sure that there are some things, some flattering things that people have said. I wonder, Nathaniel, has anybody ever told you something nice about your outward appearance, how you look?
Well, a lot of people comment on my eyelashes. They're really long, and a lot of people notice that.
Nice. Well, that's not a bad thing. It's actually a pretty nice thing. It's pretty unique. Well, what about you, Carolyn? What kinds of things have people said?
Well, recently I got my hair cut, and a lot of people have been giving me compliments on how nice it looks.
Well, it does look nice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Some people tell me that when I wear green, it brings out my eyes. These are just little things that people notice, and it's good. If you notice something nice about how someone looks, you should pay that person a compliment. Right now, it's time for us to get into the reading, the first reading for today. Let's do it now.
Look your best. Too thin. Clothes made from thick material add weight to a thin frame. Wear clothes that fit well, or you will appear even thinner. Bright colors also make your body look fuller. A big tummy. Choose tops in a material that doesn't stick to you and isn't too tight. Two-piece sets and loose-fitting, low-waisted dresses disguise a large tummy. Large bottom. Stay away from tops that are too short and have large designs. Hip-length tops and flared pants move the eyes away from the hips.
Hi, friends. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. Today, we'll be learning more about how to look our best in the right kinds of clothing. But first, here is your vocabulary for today. Frame. Frame is a noun. Jim has a small frame, but he's really strong. Disguise. Disguise is a verb. Brett tried to disguise his voice over the phone, but I knew it was him. Lengthen. Lengthen is a verb. You'll need to lengthen those pants if you plan to wear high heels. Fasten. Fasten is a verb. Would you please help me fasten my necklace? Your more information words are flare. Flare is a verb. Thigh. Thigh is a noun. While we finish the article, think about what clothes would look best on you.
We're continuing to talk about problem areas today. The first problem area is too thin. And we see here, clothes made from thick material add weight to a thin frame. So if you're worried about looking too thin, you can wear clothes that are made from a thick material or a thicker material. But we also see an important word bank word here. It is the word frame. And a frame is the outside of something, kind of like the outer shape of something. Where else do you use this word frame, or how else can you use this word?
Well, when I hear the word frame, I think of maybe a bed frame that is outside of your bed or your mattress, and it helps to support your mattress.
Okay, so the bed frame, of course, that keeps your mattress within its boundaries. How else can you use that word frame, Nathaniel?
Well, I'm wearing contacts right now, but I often wear glasses. And when you buy glasses, you will choose frames, and they will put lenses inside the frames. That's the outside part of the glasses, and the lens is the inside part.
All right, so kind of the same meaning here, the outer shape of something. I think of a picture frame. Maybe you have different pictures in your house, and you like to put them into picture frames. There are many different nice frames you could use. And of course, when you're talking about your body, you can talk about a big frame or a small frame. A thin frame is what we're talking about here in this paragraph. Well, I think we have more to learn with Steve and Ken. Let's go to the info cloud. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Steve, we know there are many words in English that mean the same thing or they have very similar meanings. But no matter how similar they are, words often have different connotations.
Right. Connotation just means what is suggested or implied. Words often have either a negative or a positive connotation.
I was just looking at the words thin and skinny. Now, they both mean the same thing, don't they?
Yes, they do. Thin and skinny have the same meaning. They both refer to the condition of not having too much flesh. But their connotations are different. If you want to compliment someone on their body shape, which would you use, Ken?
Thin, because it has a slightly more positive connotation than skinny, which can mean bony or very thin.
True. However, I think it would be okay to use skinny to describe children. It's just that when you use it to describe adults, it has a slightly negative meaning. By the way, Ken, I think you're looking thin these days.
Oh, thanks for the compliment. I've been working out. 今天的课文讲到 如果你是too thin 太瘦该怎么穿着 所以这里是用thin 而不是skinny 虽然skinny也表示瘦的 其实这两个字是同义字 但它们有不同的connotation 内涵或深层的含义 thin比较正面 如果你要称赞某人的身材很瘦 就可以用thin 那对方听到呢 也会很高兴 skinny比较负面 它的程度比thin更瘦 有一点接近皮包骨的瘦 所以一个skinny的人 看起来或许并不是很健康 但skinny呢 可以用在小朋友身上 因为小孩子并不在意 也没有这方面的顾虑 这就是今天的Info Cloud 我们下次云端见
Thank you guys. Well, we found that if you want to make your frame look a little bigger, and if you are kind of thin, then you should wear clothes that have thicker material. Wear clothes that fit well, as we continue, or you will appear even thinner. Bright colors also make your body look fuller. And that word fuller is just another way to say bigger. If you are too thin or too skinny, you might want to make your body look fuller. Well, Nathaniel, what is our next problem area addressed here?
The next problem area is a big tummy. You should choose tops in a material that doesn't stick to you and isn't too tight. Tops here is, of course, just a word for a shirt, what you wear on top. Following, it says two-piece sets and loose-fitting, low-waisted dresses disguise a large tummy. Now here, disguise is a key word. Let's look at that. Disguise is a verb here, and it means to cover or hide. But there are some other ways to use this word as well. Carolyn, what do you think of when you hear disguise?
Well, when I hear the word disguise, I think of someone who is trying to be a little bit sneaky, and maybe they're wearing some strange clothes so that people won't recognize them.
That's right. I think of maybe a costume party or people wearing masks. They're wearing a disguise. If you don't want people to recognize something, then you disguise yourself. I also think of the phrase, a blessing in disguise. Sometimes we use this to talk about bad things that go on in our lives, but in the end, it has good results. Something good happens to us. We call that a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, a blessing in disguise is a great phrase. Now, if you're not familiar with the word tummy, it's just a cute way of saying stomach. Okay, let's move on to the next point. What is that one, Carolyn?
Well, our next tip says to stay away from tops that are too short and have large designs. Now, if you stay away from something, then you want to avoid it. You don't want to go near it. So if you stay away from tops that have large designs or are too short, then you shouldn't wear those types of shirts. Gabe, can you think of anything that you would stay away from?
Ooh, that I would stay away from? Well, you can use this to talk about, like, places, too. You could talk about people. I try to stay away from people that are negative, actually. I don't want that to influence my attitude too much. I want to be a positive influence, so I hope they don't stay away from me. Really, we should be a positive influence on each other, but I do try to stay away from things that will affect my attitude.
Oh, well, that's something very good to stay away from. Now, as we continue, if someone has a large bottom, they should also think about hip-length tops and flared pants, which can help move the eyes away from the hips. Now, flared pants?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what flared pants are, Nathaniel.
Well, flared pants are pants that get wide at the bottom. Actually, there's another name for these. In some cases, they are called bell bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
Just like a bell is shaped wider at the bottom, the pants, which are also called bottoms, are wider at the bottom. Bell bottoms.
That's right. And sometimes that can help to move the eyes away from the hips. And I would say that bell bottoms are a kind of flared pants, although that makes me think of the 70s or, you know, a couple of decades ago. But actually, flared pants are coming back in style.
That's true. They are very fashionable right mm-hmm. now and can help you look your best. Now, let's go see what Michelle has for us in the language lab.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 frame 这个名词。Frame 在这里是指骨架或体型。例如 Larry's small frame made him look younger than his peers. Larry 瘦小的骨架让他看起来比同侪的年纪更小。Frame 也指框架，例如 a silver picture frame, 银质的相框，或者是 the wooden door frame needs to be replaced. 这扇门的木头框需要换新的。接下来我们来看的是 disguise 这个动词。Disguise 是指伪装或者是掩饰。例如 ,the secret agent disguised himself with a wig. 这位特务员戴假发变装。或者是 ,she tried to disguise her freckles with the thick foundation. 她试着用很厚的粉底掩盖自己的雀斑。
Well, in this article, Look Your Best, we've been talking about a lot of different tips of clothes that you can buy to flatter your own personal body. We've talked about a lot of different things, and maybe some of them have been helpful to you, but we still actually have several more to discuss. So let's move on to our second reading for this article today.
Look your best. Thick thighs. Avoid perfectly straight pants, which put the focus on your hips and thighs. Instead, choose flared pants, which lengthen the leg and make the thighs look slimmer. Big arms. Choose 3/4 length sleeves that stop below the elbow, the thinnest part of the arm. Wide ankles. Never wear shoes that fasten at the ankle. They make your legs look shorter and your ankles and legs look wider. No one has a perfect body, but you can make yours look great with these simple clothing tricks.
We're talking about looking our best, and the first problem area we see here after the break is thick thighs. Now, our lesson says avoid perfectly straight pants, which put the focus on your hips and thighs. All right, so you want to avoid these things. Earlier today in our lesson, we used a phrase stay away from. This means the same thing, to avoid something, to stay away from something. We also heard the phrase to move the eyes away from the hips. And here we just read, which put the focus on your hips and thighs. So if your eyes are somewhere, another way to say that is that you're focusing on that thing. So if you want to make your thighs look less thick, what should you do, Carolyn?
Well, you want to make the eyes move away from them.
That's
so
right.
Instead, choose flared pants, which lengthen the leg and make the thighs look slimmer. And here we see a great word, lengthen. And that's our next word bank word today, lengthen. If you lengthen something, then you make it longer. You make the length greater. Do you ever lengthen your pants, Gabe?
I haven't had to lengthen my pants. I have bought pants before that were too long. I had to shorten. S-H-O-R-T-E-N. That's the opposite of lengthen. I had to shorten my pants. But I do like to use this word lengthen in other ways. I think of maybe vacations that are too short, and I would like to lengthen my vacation time. Well, how else can you use that word, Nathaniel?
Similarly, if you don't have time to finish discussing what you need to say in a meeting, you could lengthen the time of your meeting. Make sure that you have enough time, that time is long enough to talk about everything that you need to discuss.
That's right. Hey, Nathaniel, you studied film, I think. Did you ever have to lengthen movies or make them longer?
I did. Actually, sometimes in editing, you would actually have to lengthen one clip and make it into slow motion so that just one little bit takes up more time and things actually end up looking like they move much more slowly.
Very interesting. So there are different things that you could lengthen. And as we see in our article, you need to lengthen the leg and make the thighs look slimmer. Well, what is our next problem area here, Nathaniel?
The next problem area is big arms. If you have big arms, you should choose 3/4 length sleeves that stop below the elbow, the thinnest part of the arm. Now, I can make a guess at to what 3/4 length sleeves are, but I'm not really sure. So, Carolyn, what are 3/4 length sleeves?
Well, it's exactly the way it sounds, Nathaniel. 3/4 length means it goes 3/4 of the way down your arm. So, today I'm wearing half-length sleeves, and 3/4-length sleeves would be about here between my elbow and my wrist.
3/4-length sleeves. Well, usually I wear shirts that are either full-length sleeves or short-sleeved, but I do have a couple of t-shirts that are 3/4-length. They're kind of fun to wear. It's a different style. Well, Carolyn, what is our last problem area here today?
Our last problem area for today is wide ankles. Never wear shoes that fasten at the ankle. And your ankle is that area just above your foot. Now, if you fasten something, fasten is another word bank word. What sort of things can you fasten, Gabe?
Well, the first thing I think about is a seatbelt. If you get into a car and you're driving somewhere, you need to fasten your seatbelt. Whether you're driving or not, if you're in a car, you should fasten your seatbelt. Not just so you don't get pulled over by the police, but because it is the safe thing to do. Fasten your seatbelt. What about you, Nathaniel? How do you use that word fasten?
Well, you can fasten your seatbelt and you can fasten your shoes, but I thought of something a little different. Kids fasten to my friend because he makes learning so fun. Of course, kids don't buckle like shoes or click like a seatbelt, but they might grab onto someone because they like them so much. They fasten to him.
Right, so fasten just means to connect. And if you fasten your shoes at the ankle, they can make your legs look shorter and your ankles and legs look wider. So this is not really something that you should do. Make sure you don't get shoes that fasten at your ankle.
Well, no one has a perfect body. As we see here in our last paragraph, no one is perfect and no one has a perfect body, but you can make yours look great with these simple clothing tricks. We've been talking about looking our best, and there are many different problem areas that are mentioned here, but you can use different tricks to make your body look good. Different clothing tricks. Usually I see this word trick and I think of magic. I think of a magic trick. But here, what does this word mean, Carolyn?
Well, here it's just a tip or some sort of extra skill that you can use to make yourself look better. I also think of Halloween and going door to door and saying, trick or treat. So you might try to trick someone into doing something for you.
That's right. It's something that maybe most people don't think about, but it's a way that you can do something to look extra special. Try these clothing tricks next time you go out. Well, right now it's time for us to go and enjoy a little review skit.
So, Barbie, how do I look?
Well,
I want to look my best. I want clothes that flatter me.
Good idea. If you wear the right clothes, you can hide those trouble spots.
What trouble spots?
Your short legs, for example.
My legs are too short?
Yes. Wear black hose with black shoes to create an extra long line.
And make my short legs look longer?
Yes. And here's how to hide your muffin top.
Muffin top?
That fat around the middle that spills over your pants?
I have a muffin top?
Yes. Stay away from tight, low-fitting pants.
Well, how can I avoid looking too thin?
You don't have that problem. Let's talk about your big tummy.
I have a big tummy?
Yes. Two-piece dress sets will help disguise that. Loose-fitting and low-waisted.
Is my tummy really that big?
Well, your bottom is bigger. Stay away from short tops. Wear flared pants that will also help hide your thick thighs.
I have thick thighs too?
And wide ankles. So don't wear shoes that fasten at the ankle.
Short legs, muffin top, fat tummy, big bottom, thick thighs, and wide ankles!
Hey, come back! You didn't thank me!
Well, that was a great review skit, and we certainly do want to look our best. Now, let's see what Michelle has waiting for us in the language lab.
OK, 继续我们来看 lengthen 这个动词。Length 是指长度 ,en 这个字尾有使如何的意思，所以 lengthen 是指加长或延长。例如 Molly got her son's pants lengthened by a tailor. Molly 请裁缝把儿子的裤子加长了。或者是 Irene decided to lengthen her stay at her parents. Irene 决定要延长住在爸爸妈妈家的期间。最后我们看的是 fasten 这个动词。Fast 当形容词是指稳固的，加上 en 这个字尾 fasten 是指系牢或者是扣住。注意这里的 t 是不发音的，念成 fasten。例如 ，Please make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened， 请确认您的安全带确实系好了。或者是 The boat was fastened to a post， 这艘船被系在一根柱子上。And let's get back to teachers。
Well, we've talked a lot about how you can use your clothes, the clothes that you already have, to look your best. And we've covered 8 different problem areas with lots of little trouble spots over the last few days. It just makes me think, we've talked a lot about the outside, but what about the inside? What do you think about this, Nathaniel?
Well, outer beauty, someone can be beautiful on the outside, but maybe it's actually more important that you're beautiful on the inside, that you have a beautiful heart, that you are honest, that you treat other people well. I think maybe these things are more valuable. But Carolyn, do you think that outer beauty might have some kind of value?
Well, I think that outer beauty can help you to feel more confident with yourself, and that can also help to make you more beautiful inside. If you feel comfortable with the way you appear on the outside, then you can also have a beautiful inside.
All right, well, what do you think? We've been talking about inner beauty and outer beauty. Of course, there are many things that we can pay attention to and learn from today's lesson and yesterday's lesson. Well, friends, we will see you next time right here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. It was at breakfast the next day that Aunt Polly said,
"Don't you think, Tom, that you could have let me know earlier that you were alive and well?"
"I'm sure he would have done if he had thought of it,"
Mary said.
"I wish I had thought,"
said Tom.
"But at least I did dream about you."
"Did you, Tom?"
Aunt Polly sounded much happier.
"What did you dream?"
"It was Wednesday night. I dreamt you were sitting over there by the bed, and Sid was sitting by the wood box, and Mary next to him."
"Yes, that's what we always do."
"And I dreamt that Joe Harper's mother was here."
"Yes, she was here. Did you dream any more?"
"Oh, lots. But it isn't very clear now."
"Try to remember, won't you?"
"Well, it seems to me that the wind blew the...
"Do try harder, Tom. The wind did blow something. What?"
Tom pressed his fingers to his head for a minute. Then he said,
"Ah, now I remember. It blew the candle."
"My word! Go on, Tom, go on."
"And it seems to me that you said you thought the door was open. You told Sid to go and...
"Yes,"
said Aunt Polly.
"Go on, Tom. What did I tell him to do in your dream?"
"I think you made him shut it."
"Well, that proves it. Don't tell me dreams don't mean anything. Go on, Tom.